Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
All right, so Joe Biden, you know who that is? He came out today at the White House. One funny thing, they were announcing that they're on track to cut the federal deficit, but apparently that's only true because his spending bills didn't make it through Congress anymore.
Okay, is there anything phonier than that? They've actually been saying, we're cutting the deficit by $1.5 trillion. He had a $5 trillion spending bill that got squashed. So now what, he's Mr. Deficit Cutter because he couldn't get the votes for his big bloated Build Back Better
however
nonsense?
You have to spin the story, that's what you do.
Oh, what a phony, what a complete fraud. I can't take it anymore.
Of course, reporters didn't care about that. That's usually how it goes at these things. They just badgered him with questions about the Supreme Court opinion draft leak.
Well, what's he going to do?
Justice Alito. It's just because he's a president. I'm assigned to him.
There's 9 people who can do something about that. He's not one of them.
Well, they can pass in Congress, but that won't happen.
No, they can't. I mean, they can, but they can't.
They don't have the votes.
They don't have the votes, and they're never going to have the votes. So it's just pointless.
Instead, he went off on a bit of a rant, which includes a funny. We'll begin with cut number 3. Now, what he's talking about here is the Trump people, known as the MAGA people, which stood for Make America Great Again. MAGA, we all know that. Here's how it came out.
The mega Republicans, the MAGA Republicans. I don't want to mispronounce it, the MAGA Republicans.
Yes, he did refer to them first as the mega Republicans. I don't think Joe keeps up with the news or the phrases.
Only today he's decided he shouldn't mispronounce things?
He did. Like, he corrected himself. He caught himself.
But I mean,
normally he just keeps going.
That's what I'm saying. Why was today the first day he decided to correct himself?
I don't want to mispronounce it. The MAGA Republicans.
Well, maybe there is a group that's John is known as the MEGA Republicans, and they would be offended.
Those are very large Republicans.
Because the next part of the clip we're going to play is bombastic about the MAGA people. Listen to this.
Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history.
The most extreme political organization in American history. Boy, that, first of all, that's he was going to be the great unifier, right? Well, there is no MAGA organization. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
There is no political organization by that name or by any other name. What is he talking about? The Trump campaign, the Republican Party? I mean, what is this? What's the point of him saying this? Extreme in what way? He just says nonsense. He is like just a blithering fool.
We take you back in time now, though. In 1982, 10 years he'd already been a U.S. senator. It's almost hard to believe when you see this in print. Delaware Senator Joe Biden signed a proposed amendment by U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, who just died, by the way, that sought to reverse Roe v. Wade. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it was called the Human Life Federalism Amendment. And it said a right to abortion is not secured by this Constitution. The Congress and several states have the concurrent power to restrict and prohibit abortions. How about that?
Yeah.
And the Senate Judiciary Committee voted 10-7 in favor of the resolution. Biden was then a member. And a New York Times article from 1982 cited Biden as saying the choice was difficult, and as a Roman Catholic, he wasn't sure he had the right to impose his view on the country, but he voted in favor of the amendment.
See? He's been dogged by this issue for years. For people who don't know, because you shouldn't really pay attention to this, he is a Catholic. And I think back then, I don't know how to put it, but because he's a politician, you know, finger in the air, he was probably pressured that perhaps he should do something about Roe v. Wade and abortion.
Well,
it doesn't sing that kind of tune, and he's outraged by the Roe v. Wade reversal that may be coming. And remember, there was a story a couple of years ago that he couldn't get communion. He was excommunicated.
Yes.
Because his position on abortion in the Catholic Church.
Yeah. But, you know, in 1982, he was happy to tell everybody what to do.
Yeah.
Now he's just switched sides. He's, you know, telling the other half of the country what to do.
Yeah.
You wonder if he really even cares. Do you think he really cares? Think a guy pushing 80 years old actually cares about abortions?
Do I think he cares?
Do you think he cares? Do you think he worries about this issue? Do you think most people think about this issue very much?
I have. But, you know, some organizations, that's all they talk about.
Well, because it's a lot of money. For example, if there was a definitive, absolute Supreme Court of the universe came down tomorrow and said abortion will be legal forever, there's nothing anybody can ever do about it in any way, you know how upset all the pro-abortion people would be? They'd be out of business. They'd lose all their six-figure jobs. They don't want that to happen. It's great that the thing has been in kind of in a limbo for 50 years, with people constantly fighting. You know how much money they've made? You know how much money they've raised? They devoted their whole life to this industry.
Meanwhile, you may be curious to know that the nation's abortion rate has really dropped significantly. It peaked in 1980 at 29.3 procedures per 1,000 women. But it has steadily declined. In 2019, it fell to a historic low of 11.4. And in 1973, it was at about 13.5 per 1,000 women.
Wow.
So it went up in the 70s, peaked in 1980, and has been coming down ever since.
Well, you got the morning after pill now.
Yeah, I think there's probably better, easier choices.
And
I think also due to AIDS and other STDs, people are probably taking more condom usage seriously and stuff like that. It isn't just about pregnancy.
It's really hard to put on a condom, isn't it? Well, actually, it is kind of. But it's a simple prescription here.
All right.
Put on the condom. Don't have sex with a guy unless he's got a condom on. Or, you know, take the birth control pills. Those work, you know, 98% of the time. They have devices. They have the morning after pill. But honestly,
I think that's what happened, because I can't imagine, you know, people got a moral soul and said, oh, I'm just not going to abort. I'm going to have this child. That probably didn't happen. It's probably just more about the choices and people just deciding we got to do this.
And you may think, well, it's teenage girls and, you know, it's really hard. No, they found that 56% of abortions were women in their 20s. But more than 85% were unmarried. The teen abortion rate has dropped sharply. The teen abortion rate declined almost by half in 6 years.
Yeah, it was a real scourge back in years ago with teenage pregnancy that I don't really read much about anymore. So I guess they're probably using birth control of some kind more than they did.
Yeah, well, it says most women who receive abortions are also poor. So it seems like you do the military condom drop over all the poor communities.
That doesn't mean they'll use the condom, because you drop it on their head.
Yeah, but it solves the problem. I mean, wouldn't you? I'm sure they would rather go through the condom routine.
It doesn't feel as good as the real thing. You're putting in a barrier. Come on, you.
It does. How long does that good feeling last compared to having to deal with an abortion?
But you know how people think, especially in their teens and 20s. They don't care about the big picture.
Well, it's not that complicated.
What is best in the moment.
It should not be an issue.
Revenge of the laptop repairman. When we come back, and he has quite the collection of berets. The Delaware computer repairman that got a hold of Hunter Biden's laptop. And nobody but the New York Post and Fox News wanted to believe him that it was Hunter Biden's laptop, is suing. We'll talk about it next.
John and Ken Show.
The LAPD released photos of this fake handgun that the guy that attacked Dave Chappelle had when he jumped on stage last night and tackled the comedian at the Hollywood Bowl. It looks pretty real. What it has is the little knife, and it's a strong looking knife. Just pops out of the end when you press a button, I guess, maybe the trigger. It's not actually a gun, but a knife pops out, and that's frightening.
Could have been a lot worse, because the knife was real.
I imagine he never got out of his pocket. Was he holding it in his hand? I don't think he was he? Or when he tackled?
I don't know. I don't know. The only video I saw is what TMZ had, and it was shot from a distance in the crowd.
Right.
So I don't know exactly if he had it out. They just found it on him.
I will talk more about the story and update you in the 5 o'clock hour. It was in 2019 when a Delaware computer repairman by the name of John Paul McIsaac was left a laptop. Apparently it was dropped off at his repair shop. Nobody ever came to get it. He eventually took a look and found out it looks like it's Hunter Biden's laptop, the president's son. So he turned it over to the FBI, and then he eventually gave a copy of the hard drive to Rudy Giuliani. Don't we all love Rudy?
Well, can you you realize just what a disaster Hunter Biden is? The guy was living in a homeless tent out here in L.A. for a while.
He was on Skid Row.
Yeah, you've seen the videos addiction of him smoking crack, and he actually brings a laptop filled with all these dirty secrets of dirty financial deals involving his father, and just leaves it and forgets about it.
Wow.
What?
We're still waiting to see if a grand jury indicts him on some sort of tax case.
What a knucklehead.
Involving his business dealings. But the story today with Mr. McIsaac, who I've looked at pictures of him. He's got quite a collection of berets he wears. But a man wears a beret.
Yeah, I got questions.
Well, I do.
It's a French thing. I'm judgmental that way. Deborah, don't you judge a guy wearing a beret, don't you?
Well, if I'm in Paris, no. Oh.
You don't see berets very often.
Yeah, but if you're in Delaware, guy's wearing a beret.
It depends on the rest of the outfit.
I see.
Have to see the whole thing.
If it matches, yeah. Yes.
Well, he's come out fighting a defamation lawsuit against Adam Schiff, the stiff from Burbank, the Democratic congressman, CNN, Politico, the Daily Beast. He wants damages because he said that when they were claiming that he was spreading Russian disinformation, he was subject to some pretty rude attacks. Listen to this, Deborah Mark. They threw vegetables at his shop.
Really?
Yeah, see, vegetables. Yeah,
feces, too, it says.
Vegetables are used as a weapon.
That's a waste.
Well, that's
good vegetables.
Did you ever see that story that apparently Trump was paranoid about being hit with a tomato on stage.
No, I didn't know that. He really had a fear
of it. Yeah, he's apparently a fear of getting hit with a tomato.
Of all things, a tomato.
He says, yes, eggs, vegetables, and even dog feces was hurled at his door following this allegation, particularly the CNN report.
You know something?
It was some sort of Russian disinformation campaign, and he wants the liars to pay up.
How much garbage does Adam Schiff get away with spreading? I mean, I still see him interviewed constantly, all the time.
Oh, you do? I don't see much of him anymore since Trump left.
I know, but still, he's one of the top Democratic spokesmen. And I'm thinking, not only he pushed the fake, you know, Russian dossier about Trump, he also pushed the fake story that the laptop was Russian disinformation. So these were two huge, gigantic lies that he knowingly pushed.
Yeah.
And so he still goes on TV and people want to hear what he has to say? What is that about? I'm just baffled. It's like nothing matters. You could be the biggest clown in the history of clowns, and yeah, it's like, oh, our guest today is Adam Schiff. It's like, why?
The claim in the lawsuit is that he lost friendships, he lost his business, he lost his honorable standing in his community. So he's asking for reparations. That's what he wants from these entities that he has sued. There was collusion led by 51 former pillars in the intelligence community and backed by words and action of a politically motivated Department of Justice and the FBI. I want this lawsuit to reveal the collusion and, more importantly, who gave the marching orders.
That's another thing. 51 intelligence officers all signed this letter claiming it was very possibly Russian disinformation. Look at all the people in public life who just willingly lie. Depending
Do you think
whatever.
They even examine the contents of the laptop or the hard drive or
they
anything?
Didn't. No, they didn't. They just they're politically motivated. These are political partisans. This is what the deep state is.
Do you know there was 154,000 emails on it, more than 2,000 photos, 103,000 text messages in that laptop of Hunter Biden. So
yeah,
you know why people didn't want to believe it, because it just seemed too ridiculous to be true. Oh, who would do that? Who would leave a hard drive, a computer with all of their business information and secrets on it at a repair shop for more than a year?
Well, how about just wait until somebody goes through it? Where do you get, oh, it's Russian disinformation? Well, I know where you get it. It's you're just a partisan hack, and the media willingly went along with it because they wanted Trump out. I just cannot believe the level of extreme dishonesty that goes on every day, and then the next day everyone wakes up as if it's not still happening. I mean, they do this all day, every day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they are using these documents in this federal investigation
of
suspected tax fraud, money laundering, and foreign lobbying violations by Hunter Biden.
Good. I hope...
Wouldn't that be a nice bombshell coming up soon if he gets indicted?
I hope this repairman wins his lawsuit and and bankrupts Adam Schiff.
He can buy a lot more berets. He's got very colorful ones we can add to the collection of.
I don't know.
All right, we got more coming.
I don't have a beret. John and Ken show.
I'd love to see you in a beret.
You'd love to see me in a beret.
Well, you gave him what, a shower cap?
Is that what you did?
Give me a shower. Yeah, maybe you could upgrade from the shower
cap
this
beret.
Year.
A leopard beret. Okay.
A leopard beret.
I'll get on that.
Oh my God.
Next year, you're going to bring in a leopard nightie for me.
That visual.
John and Ken.
All right. Well, obviously, for some time, we have watched the homeless problem in Southern California escalate, particularly in the city of L.A. And the crowd that we're in opposition to has always been this stupid, led by people like Mike Bonin, the El Segundo Times. We just need to get them into more shelters and homes. Well, the Times did a story today based on research from the RAND Corporation, not exactly a right-wing think tank, that, what do you know, only a third of the homeless people they surveyed want to go to a group shelter. They don't want to go. So we're left with, are we going to build them all apartments? Are we going to put them in hotels? Now, hotels are tricky because we found out in San Francisco, they demolished the hotels that the San Francisco housing people put them in, and they created drug beds. There were fires and fights and feces. It was horrible. The Chronicle did an in-depth story on the hotel program.
Well, that's not
in San Francisco.
That's not a workable option. I mean, the good thing about this era is they have tried all their crazy, stupid ideas. None of them work. None of them. In fact, most of them are out-and-out disasters.
Because it's not about housing first. But we cannot get this crowd out of the way. We don't have any chance to solve this homeless problem in L.A. until we get this crowd out of the way with their nonsense about housing first. That is not the answer. It's addiction first, mental illness first. That's right. The problem.
This is why people have to vote.
And now we're like, oh, we surveyed them and they want their privacy. So now what are we going to do? We can't put them in congregate shelters. That's not going to work.
Do you realize there's no way to solve this to please activists? It's impossible.
They have to be shut down and ignored.
Which is, you know, by design.
And no politician will do that.
No, they want to stay in business. The activists want to stay in business. All right? It's like this guy runs a donut shop, doesn't want donuts outlawed, right? If he can't sell donuts, how is he going to make money? Well, homeless advocates don't want the homeless to disappear. How are they going to make the money? If you look at them like a retail shop selling something, right? Selling sandwiches, selling bagels, selling donuts. That's what they're doing here. So this is what they're selling. And they're exploiting the homeless people. And I realize that most people just don't pay attention to anything that's going on. They don't pay attention, you know, to who's running the justice system. And they don't pay attention to who's the city councilman. They don't pay attention to who the mayor is. They don't know what these guys have done for the last 9 years. See, it used to be they were, you know, moderately corrupt, but they had relatively moderate politics. And we could all live with that. Okay, you're all going to take a cut. You're all corrupt. But at least you're going to keep the city running normally, right? Businesses will be able to thrive. Kids can go to school. We can drive on the roads. And then all of a sudden, last, you know, 8-10 years, progressive insanity took over. But people didn't catch on to that. It went years and years. They weren't paying attention until the progressives became embedded in government. They are the government. And now we're looking around. It's like, oh, my God, when the hell did this happen? I didn't know. That's the thing. I didn't know what I voted for on that proposition. I didn't know who I was voting for district attorney or attorney general. I didn't know who the councilman was. I didn't know. Well, all right. Now you know. There it is. Right in front of you.
Yeah, but you know what? I've listened to too many years of that. By now, they should know. We put up with these politicians and these policies for more than 10 years now. You don't know what you're voting for? Are you out of your mind? That excuse is off the table.
Do you see what the turnout is?
Oh, it's pathetic.
Right.
That's right. Last time Garcetti got elected, it was incredibly pathetic.
Right.
Low.
And he got, I think, 80% of the vote.
Same thing with all those city council buffoons. And this is the people that determine how the money's spent.
Yeah.
So the theme of this article is like, well, these mayoral candidates are all talking about beds. Where are these beds going to be? And if they're in congregate shelters, 2/3 of the homeless won't go. So now what do we do? I say too bad. That's where enforcement comes in. Because if you're not going to go into that congregate shelter, you're not going to stay here planted in the park, out.
You got to get out of, off the sidewalk.
Make your way to the desert, as John likes to say. I don't care where you go, but you're out of my city.
That's no joke either. You have to get off the sidewalk, out of the park, out of the street, and this city doesn't put up with this anymore.
Nobody owes you an apartment building and a $600,000 apartment. With a gym and therapists. You're not getting that. Can't afford it, not going to happen. So there's your choice. Take the shelter so you can get back on your feet and get your life together and get your own place, or move on. That's it. That's my solution to the homeless. Simple. I don't want to hear about, I don't have enough privacy, I don't like curfews, the other people there are crazy too. Well, look. Well, but I mean, you really feel like you're private when you're on a tent on the sidewalk? That's privacy? I guess because it's closed in.
Yeah, but
the flaps closed.
Here's this. Only 30% would accept recovery or sober living housing.
Yeah, that's another problem.
Right. And most of them are addicted to drugs and alcohol.
That's
why
we hit a wall with this homeless problem.
I know.
We just got to give these people the heave-ho. They got to be told that's it. All right? You've been given a chance. You don't want congregate shelters. You don't want the rehab. Out.
Do you see this ever publicly discussed in any rational way? Never. It's never written about in any rational way.
No, even this Times story kind of fiddles around, well, now what are we going to do? Because they don't want to live in congregate shelters. We can build them tiny homes.
We've had this country for, 250 years. At this point, we've come across every one of these issues over and over again. Many of them cycle from generation to generation. There is no magic to this. You have to simply ban this kind of behavior. You have to leave. And that's what the cops are for. The cops are armed, and they will say, you must leave now. And if you don't leave, we're going to handcuff you, put you in the back of the car, and we're going to take you over the city border and let the next city deal with the problem.
Which is what a lot of cities already do.
That's what the other cities
done quietly but effectively.
They did. That's what they do to L.A. They
take Beverly Hills does.
Sure.
Move on.
And there is nothing else you can do. It's like the criminals running around. You have to put them in prison and keep them there. There is nothing else to do. We've tried everything, all right? This has been progressive utopia now for this entire decade. You look around, nothing's worked. All their ideas were fantasies. They were stupid. They lacked any intelligence. They were not executed well. And even the ones that were executed were failures. So they're failures. It means you can't do it anymore. You go back to the way that worked. Yes, this is the way the Times. Oh, they're going back to the past. Yes, we're going back to the past. They're doing it the old way. Yes, we're doing it the old way. The way that worked. We had it down. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we had it down. We knew what to do. We didn't have these problems.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
What else is coming up? And this is going to take us back to 2020. Remember all the mask deals that Newsom and others around California were?
This is a great story.
This one involves the controller. The controller was heavily involved in one of these potentially fake mask deals. It could have fleeced our taxpayers, or us, we're the taxpayers. We'll tell you who it is and what the story is behind it coming up in the big 5 o'clock hour. Well, we pause because, does anyone know what's coming?
What?
It's an animal story.
Oh, is it?
Dot, dot, dot. She probably knows, but it's not a good one, Deborah Mark.
We were talking about ducks getting shot,
yes.
Right, in Orange County to park.
Oh, yeah, in Costa Mesa. I'm still bothered by that
What
story.
Else were they getting shot? Not just ducks.
Shot?
No, there were two kinds of... Well, anyway, this is about dead flamingos.
Oh,
yeah, you know,
there's
been a fox problem in Washington, D.C. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago that a congressman from California got bit by a fox on the Senate building grounds. I don't know what's going on with the foxes in D.C., although you could probably write a joke in there. But one of them gnawed his way through a mesh fence at Smithsonian's National Zoo and tore into the flamingos. He killed 25 flamingos.
25?
He was hungry. Well, he was hungry. That's why they do it.
They called it a determined fox.
It was
it was a wild fox, and somehow I guess it saw the flamingos in there. They think it might have even been a female protecting its kits. There's that word again, kits.
Well, the flamingos were
probably getting food for its kits.
But the flamingos weren't threatening the fox.
No, maybe it wanted food is what they're thinking.
Oh,
but 25? I mean, that's a pig.
That is a massacre.
Well, you never know when you're going to get another shot. You got to bring a lot of food back for weeks. It was a softball-sized hole in the metal mesh surrounding the bird's outdoor yard. They check it twice a day. So Sunday afternoon at 2:30, they checked it. Nobody checked again. Monday morning, the curator comes in and there's all the dead flamingos. There's feathers flying everywhere.
Killed
one duck. Poor ducks. They're also
wow. So this was like an overnight attack, huh?
They think so. Right?
Yeah, because the curator showed up on Monday morning.
Yep.
And she saw the fox leaving the scene of the crime, the scene of the massacre.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they haven't caught the fox yet and killed it?
No.
Well, they don't need to kill the fox.
Oh, listen.
This was an animal instinct.
You get the death penalty for killing another living being.
These are animals.
What's wrong with you?
These are animals.
Boy, you getting soft. Those flamingos are so pretty.
They are, and they can't defend themselves. But the fox doesn't know better.
Yeah, but if the Fox does this and has the tendency to do this, it's going to do it again somewhere else.
Well, let's take the Fox elsewhere where he can't, or she.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to euthanize the fox, though, is what I'm saying.
Kill them all.
Wow. There's no limit to the number of flamingos that he can kill.
Flamingos, I find them weird looking.
Oh, I like
them.
They're
beautiful.
You both do? Those long, skinny, weird legs?
Yeah, there used to
all
be...
All those feathers?
There's
I was creeped out. My neighbors had those stupid plastic flamingos on the lawn. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Well, the plastic ones...
It doesn't look
kind
stupid.
Of stupid. Yeah, but no, there's a Jungle Gardens in Sarasota that we always used to go when the kids were small.
Yeah,
where my in-laws lived, and they had about 40 flamingos there, and we would feed the flamingos and just walk among them. Some of them were aggressive though; they'd come after you with their heads bobbing, and they would poke at you with their beaks, bite you.
They're going to have to really rethink this because they're saying that the barrier they used was inspected and used by other accredited zoos across the country.
Yeah.
But this fox just chewed right through it.
Well, did they test it with a real live fox?
I don't know.
That's what you have to do.
Oh, and Deborah, flamingos can live for 40 to 60 years.
Oh, wow. Oh,
the zoo still has 49 left, but we lost 25.
In Sarasota, we saw the same flamingos over a 20-year period.
How do you know?
Because they were numbered.
You called them by name? Or?
One of them had half a beak.
Here, Cobalt. Here, Cobalt.
No, some of them. Well, we named some of them.
I thought you would. It's probably based on some physical characteristic.
Well, one of them was called.
Oh, there's one-legged.
Well, kind of. One of them was called half beak.
It can't be good being a one-legged flamingo.
Because he had.
It's got to be tough hopping around.
It's like, get up. What are you doing? No, Halfbeak was one of them.
See, I knew it. Some physical.
We came back every year. And there's Halfbeak.
Yeah. I like this. Renowned for their bright pink plumage and elegant one-legged stance. Yeah, they do stand on one leg a lot, actually. The zoo still has 49 left. They're not considered endangered, but they're pretty rare in the country. Are they? Because I used to see them in Florida too. Is that where they often were originally?
I don't know. I don't know the history of the flamingo. I didn't realize they were rare. I guess because I saw them all the time at this Florida zoo. So.
So now they're not sure what they're going to do about the foxes, but they're getting around D.C. like crazy, huh? They're biting congressmen. They're killing flamingos.
Well, that's okay.
Biting congressmen.
I wouldn't mind a group of rabid foxes going crazy inside Congress.
All right, when we come, I wonder what flamingo meat tastes like.
Oh, gross.
You don't know it's gross.
No.
It could be.
No.
They're kind of hefty around the middle there, right? They have like
I don't know.
Belly.
There's so many feathers. I don't know what's under there.
Flamingo beak?
Ew.
All right. I'm just entertain John.
He's entertained.
Steve Gregory has some more information on the gun that apparently the man who jumped on stage and tackled comedian Dave Chappelle had with him. It's a replica with a knife attached, a knife blade. We'll talk about it coming up.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.